Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio Satiety, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 32 was another bad week for ATXDR, which lost 1.65% to 6,969 points. Wienerberger shares dropped 13%. Otterkringer announced the final post. The company plans to leave the stock market. News came from Andritz, Otterkringer, OMV, Marinomed, Voestalpine, Frequentis, and Rosenbauer. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 32. Monday, Andritz. International Technology Group Andritz has received an order from Stora Enso to optimize the fiber line at the Enocell pulp mill in Umaharju, Finland. This will help the customer meet the growing demand for non-bleached renewable packaging materials while at the same time reducing its ecological footprint. The modernization will be carried out gradually with completion scheduled for the fourth quarter of 2024. Andritz, weekly performance, -2.73%. Tuesday, Otterkringer. The beverage company Otterkringer is aiming to withdraw from the stock exchange. Otterkringer Holding, the Wenckheim Private Foundation, the Otterkringer Private Foundation as well as Mens Beratungs und Beteiligungs GmbH want the trading admission of the shares. Ordinary and preference shares are currently listed on the Vienna Stock Exchange in the standard market auction. OMV, the drilling of the Veliset exploration well in production license, PL1016 has commenced. The rig Transocean Norge is drilling the well on behalf of the operator OMV, Norge AS. Transocean Norge is a semi-submersible rig designed for operations in harsh environments and is converted to a low-emission drilling unit. The Veliset exploration well, March 1, 6607S, is located in the northern part of the Norwegian Sea close to the Aasta-Hansteen field and approximately 225 kilometers west of Sandnessjøen. The water depth in the area is 475 meters. The duration of the Veliset drilling campaign is up to 61 days in case of a discovery. OMV, weekly performance, 2.83%. Wednesday, Marinomed. Austrian biotech company Marinomed Biotech AG has concluded the first long-term Sol4U technology partnership with the Shanghai-based company SPH Sign Pharmaceutical Laboratories Company Limited, SPH Sign. The excellent results of the feasibility study have convinced SPH Sign to choose the Marinosolve technology to improve the solubility of its active ingredient in an orally inhaled and nasal drug product, OINDP, formulation, which is currently in preclinical development. SPH Sign and Marinomed are planning to file a joint patent for the formulated product. Marinomed will profit from the technical cooperation as soon as it enters the market. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, -0.47%. Voestalpine, steel company Voestalpine generated a solid result in the first quarter of the 2023/24 business year, April 1 to June 30. Compared with the first quarter of the previous year, revenue decreased slightly by 4.3% from 4.6 billion euros to 4.4 billion euros. Measured against the group's best operating result in its history in the same quarter of the previous year, the decline in earnings was significant. EBITDA decreased by 42.6% to 505 million euros with a margin of 11.3% Q1 of the previous year, 879 million euros, margin of 18.9%. CEO Herbert Ebensteiner comments, "The first quarter of the current business year was a good one overall. When comparing the figures year over year, it is important to remember that we are measuring ourselves against the best quarter in the group's history. Our unique selling proposition is diversification both by industry as well as by region. This puts us in a strong position for the future." Voestalpine, weekly performance, -4.95%. Frequentis, Airways Corporation New Zealand Limited, Airways, have again selected Frequentis Message Handling System, AIDA-NG, for the modernization of its existing AMHS, Air Traffic Services Message Handling System, network. New features for email, webmail, routing, and new messaging and conversion functions were added during the update. According to Frequentis, three systems, located in Christchurch and Auckland, are increasing New Zealand's flight safety benefits with a contingency concept that allows Airways to maximize a continuation of aeronautical messaging services with minimum disruption of service, even in the event of a sudden loss of the main site. Frequentis, weekly performance, 2.76%. Thursday, Mayor Melnhoff, Cardenboard and Packaging Group. Mayor Melnhoff reports half-year results for 2023. The group's consolidated sales of €2,181.40 million were slightly below the previous year's figure. First half of 2022, €2,218.50 million. A primarily volume-related decline in the division MM Board and Paper was offset by an acquisition and price-related increase in the division MM Packaging. Operating profit decreased by €181.0 million from €285.0 million to €104.0 million. This decline primarily results from extensive market and capex-related downtime at MM Board and Paper. The group's operating margin was therefore at 4.8%. First half of 2022, 12.8%. Peter Oswald, MM CEO, comments, the development of the MM Group in the first half year reflects the continuing weak demand in the cardboard and paper sector after the record year 2022. As already communicated in mid-June, the significant decline in results is mainly attributable to the weak volume development in the division MM Board and Paper. In contrast, the division MM Packaging was able to record an overall positive performance with the successful integration of last year's acquisitions in the resilient pharmaceutical packaging sector and factoring in one-off restructuring costs. Mayor Melnhoff, weekly performance, -6.94%. Polytech, the Polytech Group, developer and manufacturer of high-quality plastic components, reported consolidated sales revenues in the first half year of 2023 of €339.6 million, 19.2% higher than in the same period of the previous year. H1 2022, €285.0 million. Over the course of 2023, customer call-offs have improved significantly. The market recovery and several new product launches led to considerably higher sales figures compared to the previous year. EBITDA amounted to €17.0 million in the first half of 2023, H1 2022, €17.7 million. Delivery delays for urgently needed new production facilities, which were either delayed or not yet delivered, affected internal production processes, and continued to have a significant impact on the group's earnings situation in the second quarter of 2023. Selective plant bottlenecks and a high density of new project launches led to additional shifts and an increased number of employees. Polytech Group, weekly performance, -3.93%. Austrian Post, economic developments and the ongoing high inflation rate continue to impact Austrian Post's business model. Group revenue totaled €1,284.80 million in the first half of 2023, implying a rise of 6.0%. Our performance in the first half year is in line with our expectations, says CEO Georg Pölzl. However, we succeeded in growing revenue as well as earnings thanks to the necessary cost and price discipline, he added. EBITDA increased by 5.3% to €189.0 million and earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, rose 4.6% from €91.0 million to €95.2 million. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, 1.88%. Semperit, in the first half of 2023, the Semperit Group, a group that develops and manufactures products made of rubber, generated revenue of €374.2 million and EBITDA of €43.7 million with its continued operations. As expected, this is below the comparable figures for the previous year, -5.2% in revenue and -18.9% for EBITDA, but represents a thoroughly solid performance in a challenging market environment. In the industrial sector, for example, The EBITDA margin was kept almost stable at 18% despite a 4.5% drop in revenue. It should also be noted that the result for the first half of 2023 includes negative non-recurring effects of around €4.1 million from the acquisition of the Rico Group and as a result of changes on the executive board. Overall, the Semperit Group's earnings after tax for the first half of 2023 were positive at €3.9 million, compared to €34.7 million in the same period of 2022. Primarily due to the end of the pandemic-related special boom in the glove sector. Semperit, weekly performance, 0.24%. Dunn Company, hospitality group. Dunn Company benefited from increased demand in all its divisions, airline catering, event catering, restaurant and hotels, N, with sales of €400.88 million, PY, €288.31 million. Dunn Company is reporting the strongest quarter in terms of revenue in the company's history. The EBITDA of the Dunn Company Group was €43.26 million, PY, €29.16 million, in the first quarter of the business year 2023-2024. The EBITDA margin was 10.8%, PY, 10.1%. All Dunn Company divisions are in high demand. The strong relationships with regular customers built over the years, some of them even spanning decades, as well as the ongoing expansion of the customer base continues to drive the ongoing growth of the Dunn Company Group in the future. The company emphasized, with its focus on strong innovative power, the best product quality and exceptional services, Dunn Company will be able to rise even higher above its competitors in the future and to continuously improve its margins as a result. Dunn CO, weekly performance, -2.35%. Wienerberger, in the first half of 2023, persistently high inflation, rising interest rates and significantly reduced affordability led to declining demand in all relevant end markets. Nevertheless, the Wienerberger Group was able to successfully maintain its position in this challenging macroeconomic environment, even compared to the record year of 2022, and generated consolidated revenues of €2,203 million, H1 2022, €2,572 million. Commenting on this result, Hemo Schoik, chairman of the managing board of Wienerberger AG, says, although operating in a difficult market environment, Wienerberger successfully held its ground in the first half of 2023. With our clear focus on innovation and proactive cost management, we succeeded in delivering a strong set of results, especially in view of the slowdown in renovation and infrastructure as well as a significant downward trend in new construction in Central East Europe, led by Poland and Hungary with declines of more than 40%, followed by Germany. Our North American business also performed extremely well in a declining market environment faced with weakening demand. The company responded proactively already in the second half of 2022 with strict cost management to quickly increase flexibility in fixed costs, which already generated €29 million in savings in the first half of 2023 and is currently being further intensified due to the weaker market development. Based on these measures, Wienerberger generated operating EBITDA of €454 million in the first half of 2023, H1 2022, €545 million. Overall, Wienerberger thus succeeded in maintaining profitability at a high level due to a clear outperformance of the end markets and its strong solution business. Wienerberger, weekly performance, -12.91%. Friday Rosenbauer, the Rosenbauer Group, manufacturer of firefighting equipment, generated revenues of €460.5 million in the first half of 2023, January 6, 2022, €429.7 million. This is 7.2% higher than the previous year. The reasons for this include a changed product mix and price adjustments, with further delays in the delivery of chassis. At the same time, in the second quarter, the group made up for the backlogs and negative impact of the recent cyber attack. As a result, the operating turnaround was achieved in the first 6 months of the year, closed with EBITDA of €15.1 million, January 6, 2022, €-8.8 million, and EBIT of €0.7 million, January 6, 2022, €-23.2 million. Thanks to significantly higher gross profit and lower structural costs, research and development, sales and administrative expenses, at €664.8 million. Incoming orders were significantly higher than in the same period of the previous year, January 6, 2022, €581.4 million. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, 1.73%.
And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.